This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. CPN correspondent Deepak Singh recently got back from visiting his family in India. Late last month, we brought you his first essay on homecoming, which described his first few moments back in his country. This week, Deepak tells the story of what it was like being back in India, a place that has changed incredibly since he left 2 years ago for Charlottesville.
When the train finally arrived at the train station, I saw my parents waiting for us. It had been 2 years since I had seen them. I could now see in my mother's eyes that she was very eager to see me. Tears rolled down her eyes as she hugged me. I was very happy to see them after a long time, and also sad that I was seeing them after such a big gap. We came home to find that my mother had prepared many varieties of sweets and other delicious dishes. Neighbors, relatives and friends started coming to see us, one after the other. We showed them our pictures from Charlottesville and answered them many questions. What kind of food we ate, what kind of car we drive, and did we have any Indian friends in the US? After talking to my family until midnight, we went to sleep. I woke up to the sounds of my family talking, dishes clattering, a Hindi song playing on the television, and a vegetable vendor hawking down the road, all at the same time. The combination of voices woke me up with a jerk and made me think, where am I? Our apartment in Charlottesville is just off Route 29. So I've gotten used to waking up to the sounds of cars, ambulances and fire trucks, and then watching Katie Couric's breakfast show on NBC. Within 48 hours, the world around me had changed. It takes enough time to start my day after waking up in the morning. But when I woke up to find that I was in a different bed, with different voices, different smells, and different sounds around me, I thought I was having one of those dreams that I used to have in Charlottesville about waking up in India. This time it was not a dream. Our first breakfast on that first day back in Lucknow was gloriously greasy parathas and curry, instead of cereal and orange juice. Living in Charlottesville for a long time had made me forget the idea of having maids and servants. In Lucknow, we had three different people who came to wash the dishes, sweep and mop the floor, and clean the toilet. I enjoyed the service because back in Charlottesville, I always helped to wash the dishes, clean the toilet, and sometimes sweep and mop the floor. My wife was enjoying the food cooked by my mother because she does most of the cooking in Charlottesville. We went for a walk in the evening and noticed lots of changes in the city. New apartments, restaurants, internet cafes, new cars and motorcycles. Another big change was that almost every other person had a cell phone. Cell phone companies slashed their prices to such an extent that even the maid could afford one. The biggest surprise happened when we heard Latino music on a busy street in Lucknow. When we asked people who was playing it, someone pointed a finger towards a sign that read Planet Salsa. My wife and I looked at each other. What on earth is this club doing in Lucknow? The funny thing was that I had never heard of salsa until recently my friend introduced me to a salsa club in downtown Charlottesville. And after that, I had started going to Outback Lodge on Sundays regularly. I came back later to find out more about the salsa studio in Lucknow and brought my recorder with me.
What are you doing here and how long have you been doing?
I'm teaching salsa, Latin ballroom dances here. I've been teaching since more than 2 years approximately now.
And how many people did you say you've taught so far?
Since last 3 months, I've taught 1,000 students. And since last 2 years or so, I've taught more than a couple of thousands.
And how did you introduce salsa to like Indian crowd?
People are knowing this dance through some movies, through movie stars and all. But they were not doing it exactly. So the thing is, I pushed a button and they started liking it.
And how did you choose just salsa, not any other kind of dance? And how did you pick salsa?
Salsa is one of the most famous dance and one of the most beautiful dance I have ever seen in the whole, dancing thing.
The teacher was doing a very good job and people were dancing well, except that men had to dance with men and girls with girls. This was because of the two reasons. One, people were too shy to dance with the opposite sex, and girls had their mothers watching them the whole time they were there. I thought I would wait until I got back to Charlottesville to dance myself. After talking to the people at Salsa Club, we wanted to sit down and have a cup of coffee. Over the course of 2 years in the US, I had developed a taste for Starbucks coffee. With my habit in mind, I went to the Indian coffee house in Lucknow to have coffee. The waiters were dressed in white uniforms. Although it used to be the place where intellectuals spent their afternoons, these days the Indian coffee house is no frills place with cheap coffee and snacks. Unlike Starbucks, there is no long menu and there are no fancy coffees to choose from. There is no worry about confusing your latte with your cappuccino or your macchiato with your mocha. Coffee comes as coffee, no fancy names. At 10 cents a cup, you cannot complain. Meeting with old friends, laughing and joking with the family, watching movies, taking cycle rickshaw rides, time started passing. And we realized that we had already been in India for 3 weeks. I was kind of getting tired of not working for so long, and the temperatures above 100 did not help much. I soon began to miss walking around the university, the corner, and going downtown for Fridays after 5. I miss seeing young students at the UVA corner, wearing shirts and pants with hundreds of tiny blue and orange V's embroidered on them. I missed eating greasy hamburgers made by 5 guys on the barracks road and then strolling back home. I also missed the cooler weather and the greenery in Charlottesville. I called a friend of mine in Charlottesville from India to check on how he was doing. I found out from him that a letter had arrived at our place in Charlottesville saying that my wife and I had to appear in Fairfax for my green card interview in mid-July. Since we had booked our return tickets for the 8th of August, going back early meant paying a big fine for changing the flights. My wife was very upset about it. Somehow, I didn't feel too bad about it. It meant that I would get to come back to Charlottesville sooner than I had thought. After a lot of debating about what to do, we changed the flight tickets. We left India 20 days before we were supposed to. We traveled for many hours to get to Charlottesville. It was long and tiring, but I knew that we were returning to a cooler weather, at least cooler than Lucknow and New Delhi. We went for our green card interviews soon after we arrived in Charlottesville. We were asked to bring lots of documents to prove that my wife and I have a life together. After a friendly discussion and some questioning, he stamped my passport, stating that I am a permanent resident in the United States. Now that I am in Charlottesville and happy to be back, at the same time, I continue to miss India. I guess I am torn between the choices of having my parents around and having the creature comforts of living in Charlottesville. In the end, I would say that I am lucky to have two homes, but it is hard to be at one place and not miss the other.
That was Deepak Singh and Homecoming. Later on this month, we'll bring you the results of Deepak's first salsa lesson. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. If you have a story to tell, call us at 434-295-6609. CPN is a presentation of Wordcast Productions. Thanks for listening.